Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Passenger rail advocates are disappointed that Minnesota Republicans in the U.S. House want to eliminate funding for the Northern Lights Express commuter line and the Blue Line light rail extension. Brian Nelson of All Aboard Minnesota says this goes against two decades of planning.
And not, projecting into the needs of Minnesotans that have proved that if passenger rail is provided, they'll use it. So we just think that this is very unfortunate and very short-sighted.
Congressman Tom Emmer called the projects unpopular and unsuccessful. Nelson says the Borealis passenger train from the Twin Cities to Chicago exceeded ridership by 50% in the first year. Before they left for spring break, Minnesota lawmakers looked at how to keep K-12 teachers in the classroom. Representative Josiah Hill of Stillwater sponsored the legislation that would allocate an additional $2 million in 2027 to help retain teachers.
I was told repeatedly by professors that if I could make it through the first 5 years of a teaching career, then I was likely to stick around for the long haul. And I can remember a professor openly telling our class that 30 to 50% of us would not reach that five-year mark. Again, that was 30 years ago.
In Minnesota, about one in three teachers leave the profession within the first 5 years. Authorities in northwest Minnesota are investigating a shooting incident near Detroit Lakes that left two people dead. The Becker County Sheriff's Office says a man went to check on his brother Monday in Holmesville Township and found him dead of an apparent gunshot wound. Sheriff's deputies also discovered a child dead of gunshot wound in the home. Investigators say it appears to be an isolated incident and there's no threat to the community. No names have been released. The largest grassroots food and fun drive in Minnesota is coming to a close, the March Food Share campaign. Carrie Oppines, executive director of the McLeod Food Shelf in Glencoe.
March campaign couldn't come at a better time, and it's a time that's traditionally really low for donations for food shelves, which is what born the idea of the March campaign a little over 40 years ago. It's just a very grassroots way to restock food shelves in anticipation of those summer months when they know that traffic is higher.
She says the March food campaign raises millions of dollars and pounds of food each year. And the Minnesota Timberwolves routed the Dallas Mavericks 124-94 last night in the return of Anthony Edwards. And scored 17 points after missing six games with a sore knee. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 24 points, and Ayo Dosunmu put up a triple-double with 18 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Wolves play Thursday night in Detroit. This is MNN.